It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
Timing.
That wasn't by design either, the Geno Smith touchdown. So you hack on the air, and I've got my computer volume up.
Yeah.
And the very minute, hit the intro again.
Yeah, let's have a do-over.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Yeah, he's hocking up an oyster over there, and I've got my computer volume up. Can you find it? No, is that too much to ask?
Okay, I'm actually feeling a lot better today. So
really?
Yeah. I think I got the last of that, you know, as you like to call it, the crud, you know, about to leave me.
You know, I guess if we did the reopen, that it would sort of reset the whole show, and mm-hmm. we'd have to go to 11:04.
Yeah.
So, good morning to you, man.
What's up, buddy?
These are one of those days.
Yeah.
It's beautiful outside, man. Remember when in school you always tried to talk the teacher to take the class outside? Can we go outside today? And you didn't do a dang thing once you get out there.
No,
But can we take it? Oh, it's so pretty.
The poor teacher's trying to teach something, and you know, the kids are looking at butterflies and picking dandelions and stuff like that, you know.
Every once in a while you have a cool teacher that would take you out, just give you
absolutely. I had a lot of
so
cool teachers.
So we're
going to
do the show outside. Let's go.
All right. So let's take a break, Pat, and when we come back we'll be outside.
You know, you've got Bluetooth in your car, right?
Yes, I do.
I got Bluetooth in my car, so you know what, we can do it just, you know, sitting out there. Patton,
you sit in your car, I'll sit in my car, and we'll just do the shit, you know, or we can sit in the same car.
Nah, that's okay. We're already close enough. Hey,
you feeling me?
No. Patton.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. I'll be honest, a little chilly for me to go outside. I'm weak. I'm soft. Already,
come on, General.
Already kind of this.
General, you're the leader of the troops. You're the leader of the battalion.
I know, but early on, even this morning.
What are you doing?
I mean, you guys like are layered up. I walk in here in shorts and
tennis. I know. You're unbelievable, man.
Well, I mean, it's 65 degrees outside or whatever it is, 60 degrees.
My blood has changed since I moved down south. I'm a Northeasterner, born and raised. And now I'm here in the south. My blood's changed. Well, so if it gets below 70, I'm like, ooh, it's cold. It's weird. I'm weird like that.
In fairness, it was 45 for me whenever I left the house.
Yeah, it's probably not 60 right now either. But anyway, I don't know. It freshens you up.
I love the breeze. I love this fall breeze that we're having.
I love
it's
Brie.
Sunny.
I love Brie, too.
We all love the breeze. We all love Brie. We got to get her on the show. She said she'd love to come on the show.
Keep saying
anytime.
That. Call her. Henry's got her number.
I have her number. I can call her right now.
Wow. Anyway, did you watch the game last night? That was about one of the worst football games I've ever seen in my life.
I caught the tail end of it and just, I said, all right, here's going to be some good entertainment watching Geno Smith try to take the Seahawks down in the final seconds to get in field goal range and or win the game. It was absolutely comical. That last drive was Geno Smith in a nutshell. You know, it was a game where Peyton and Eli, who have four Super Bowl championships between them, you know, did a Manning cast, and they had Tommy Brady on, and they're talking, you know, so what's that? 10 Super Bowls in the room there between
Peyton won two.
No, that's like 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
seven.
Peyton and Eli have four combined. And Tommy has seven.
Peyton won how many?
Two.
Two. Right. Eli won.
No, Eli won two.
Eli won two. That's right.
Yeah. So now you're looking at 11 Super Bowl wins combined, and they're breaking down Jameis Winston and Geno Smith on a Monday Night Football game. That last drive was comical.
In a monsoon.
Yeah. Weather was bad, but, you know, you have that combination of bad weather and Geno Smith as your quarterback. I like how they kept showing Russell Wilson on the sidelines. Like, come on, man. I'm hurt, and I could do better than this.
You know, and the thing is, Patton, you've got to be the official on this one, the arbiter. At the end of the show yesterday, you and I I took the Seahawks plus the four for a lunch with you. So last night, I sent you a text that said lunch after the game was over.
And all kinds of food emojis.
Food, you know.
Like emoji. A piece of chicken and a steak and a block of cheese or something like
whatever.
That.
And you had no idea what it was about.
No clue.
You ought to listen to your own show. This show is really good sometimes. You ought to listen to it.
No, I'm not listening. I know. Steve Martin, also.
So you come in here and you had no idea what the my text was about last night.
No, no. I kind of assumed. I'm like, did we make a lunch bet? I do not remember us making that bet. Do you have the tape, Patton?
I don't have the tape. Let me find it once we head to the break.
No, don't. But... I mean, don't dig that much.
No, listen, I'll take the alpha, but I do not remember making a lunch bet with you. Because I had no intention.
Come join me. You got your AARP card on you? Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, I had no intention of watching that game. Like I said, I did watch the final drive, the comical Geno Smith drive. But, all right. I mean, I guess we made a bet, and I guess I lost, so I owe you lunch. No worries. Where you want to go? I can't do it today.
No, that's fine. As a matter of fact, I hope you never pay me that you always owe me. It's better that way.
Yeah, because you can always hang that over my head.
I always got.
I like how you operate.
Best thing to do is just get it paid and go. Right. No, right. I'm not. Like,
I could order up some DoorDash. I could have it here.
That's cool.
I could have it here by the end of the show.
You know, I accumulated. You know, Big Joe and I did it before. You know, you popped in here and he owes me 14 lunches. It got up.
Probably more than that.
Yeah, but I just
you're being generous. You're being kind.
He owes me 14 lunches.
Yeah. Yeah, you're being kind.
Never, you know, you talk about somebody with alligator arms, a big guy like that, with that, you know.
Yeah.
The alligator
T-Rex arms can't reach his wallet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Did he ever cut in on that 14 or did it stay?
No, I don't think he's ever paid for anything ever, you know.
He's like you. He's America's guest. He's definitely Nashville's guest.
But
I mean,
you know why? But
he's Big Joe, man. He's Nashville's own. I mean, you know, he's beloved in this city.
Enough about him. Anyway.
Shout out, Joe. We hope you're well.
So, yesterday was his birthday. So
happy belated. Well, yeah. I think we wished him happy birthday yesterday.
We did. Right before we made our bet. Anyway.
That I don't remember us making.
Alan, that's the cool part about it. Alan Bell coming up at 9:25. Obviously, CBS Sportsline will have him on, and we'll go around the. We don't have a voice. We don't have a sounder for him like we do Eric, but we'll go around the NFL with Alan.
Yeah, we love Alan, but he hasn't earned the sounder. Eric has.
Yeah.
Did I just say that?
Yeah. So anyway, just you know, in the Saints and the Seahawks, I was watching that last night, and both of them are Fugazi, aren't they?
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, they just really...
Here's all you need to know about the New Orleans Saints. They lost at home to my Giants. Okay? End of period.
That's what I said yesterday. You were building up the... And I said, they lost to the Giants.
You're not wrong. You know, they lost at home to the Giants. And that was their first game back since the hurricane and all that kind of stuff went on. So, yeah, the Saints are Fugazi. I mean, Sean Payton is... learning what life without Drew Brees is really like. And, you know, I rag on Jameis a little bit. I like Jameis, right? I do. I've always liked him. I'm a Florida State fan. He won us a natty, you know, about a decade ago now. Jeez, time flies. You know, and I've always felt like, you know, in the right system, he can be a pretty competent quarterback. But, you know, he's still got that 30-30 year hanging over his head, which is going to be hard to live down, you know?
What was that about, Patton?
We had a gentleman call in, and he had a live, encounter of Big Joe at Las Palmas, and I don't believe he picked up the tab at Las Palmas down there in Hermitage.
Well, I mean, dog bites man.
Right.
So
right.
he just wanted sky to call
is
in.
Blue. So somebody
sky is blue, water is wet. Big Joe didn't pick up a lunch tab.
So somebody just called off the air to talk to you to explain that Big Joe didn't pick up the tab.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
To be honest, when I got this job, I didn't think I'd be relaying information like that. But I love it.
This, you know, when you got
why
this,
why do you think you're here, Pat?
What, you know, this job. We're not like Bill King. So structured.
Yeah.
I like Bill. I love Bill, but you know, it's always funny.
He
always says these are the things we don't do, and then he goes and does them.
Right.
You know, so you know, but did you see the story? Paul Skorbina wrote it about Colin Wilson,
former Predator forward.
Yep. And very
playoff Colin Wilson.
Oh yeah, very popular. Let me just tell you, here's how the story starts. Cocaine, marijuana, kills alcohol. Right. Former Nashville Predators center Colin Wilson opened up about his addictions in a story published Monday for the Players Tribune. And
is he doing better now? I didn't read the article to answer your question, but I was not aware.
Anyway, the death of his friend, former NHL player Jimmy Hayes, in August prompted Wilson to share his struggles.
Wow.
Hayes' autopsy was the result of acute intoxication due to the combined effects of fentanyl and cocaine.
Yep.
And
that'll do it.
Yep. And anyway, he says he's 2.5 years sober, but he began as a sleeping pill addiction when he was 20, then went to marijuana, cocaine, and all of it stemming from his OCD. And that, it's hard to play at a high level of hockey when you're hooked. And for him to come clean about being clean, that takes a lot of guts.
No question about it, because I think we're at that age now where, you know, back in our day, Greg, we're OGs at this. It was, hey, suck it up. I don't care if you're having problems outside the rink or off the court or off the field. You got to suck it up. And I think it's a shining example. I plan on reading that article. Good job on you for bringing it up. You know, we've seen with guys like Kevin Love and what Ben Simmons is going through right now and what Simone Biles went through at the Olympics. You know, we have to realize that these athletes are human beings. They have everyday problems just like us. Yes, they make a lot of money. Yes, they're famous. Yes, they have, legions of social media followers. And, we trick ourselves into thinking that these people have, life by the you-know-whats, but they don't, man. They deal with problems just like we do. They have mental issues just like we do. You know what I mean? And so I think we're at an age now with athletes, entertainers, famous people, whoever you want to name, whoever you want to categorize, where they're more willing to share the fact that, hey, man, I'm not right now. I got some stuff I got to figure out. I got some stuff I got to, I got to get my mind right. And you can't assume just because, like I said, they have money and fame and notoriety and all that kind of stuff that they're not immune to the trials and tribulations of everyday life.
Yeah, and because of the financial component and because of everybody is wanting to be your friend.
What did Biggie Smalls say? Rest his soul. More money, more problems.
Right. And well, there's that old saying, the further you go up the flagpole, the harder the wind blows.
Mm-hmm.
But the accessibility to it is easier because financially it's not an issue.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
And just, well, good for him. I was reading that story.
Colin Wilson, I always liked him when he was here, and, I thought he was a good player. He's even better in the playoffs. And, for him to be able to share, his journey, I think it's very, very important.
So, by the way, earlier on you mentioned the Eli and Peyton thing. Give him an Emmy right now. I tweeted that out last night. Give him an Emmy right now. That's it's so simple, yet it's groundbreaking. Does that make sense?
Right. Well, they both know their roles really well. Yeah. Peyton's the wild and crazy guy, the real charismatic guy, and Eli's just kind of like, all right, big brother, whatever you say type deal, I haven't really sat down and watched the Manning cast. Maybe I will this Monday to take the, some of the sting out of my Giants getting rickrolled by the Kansas City Chiefs next Monday, which should be a lot of fun. But didn't Peyton drop an F-bomb last night?
Marshawn Lynch dropped an F-bomb, I believe, two or three times. Yeah,
I mean, it's just,
technically, it's on cable. So,
yeah,
it's technically not all right, but it's not within the FCC realm.
Well, I mean,
if we dropped an F-bomb right now, back in the day, the FCC would come in and just, electrocute you.
That's right.
But now, the process is, I don't think people know this. If we say something like that, it would take someone to file a complaint with the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
The radio station would have to forward that to the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
And then within 1 year, that person would need to make a case about its impact.
Okay.
And so someone would who's a listener or whoever would have to make an official complaint. Back in the day, it didn't matter. The FCC would swoop in. You said it. Boom. Here's your $25,000 fine.
Right.
So it's a whole different animal with that. Bad taste, yes, but in that forum.
Well, yeah.
They're not going to, there's, you know.
And it seems like cable television is kind of, you know, loosening the reins on that. If you watch AEW wrestling, was it Thursday nights on TNT? They're dropping S-bombs all over the place. So, you know, I'm not sure what the guidelines are, but you're right. It's a cable broadcast, yeah. So you're, you know, I guess there's a little bit more leeway.
Well, they've changed it, but after 10, it went back in the day. I was told this.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, Cinemax became Skinemax. Remember some of the old Skinemax?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were one camera angle away from being X-rated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
and so, yeah.
Oh yeah, you know.
On cable.
Well, now all you got to do is log on and, you know,
you don't need to pay cable for that anymore, do you? Anyway, I wouldn't know. Somebody told me. What do you got over there? Mike Vrabel yesterday, Mr. You know what he said? I've got a problem with our local media. Yesterday, Gentry Estes, very, very well respected.
Yeah, sports columnist for the Tennessean. He's been on the show. Very nuanced, thoughtful guy.
Yeah, and not a knucklehead.
No, okay. No. He's got some great matter.
And there's some knuckleheads over there.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And so somebody talk about him celebrating or something, and then he tells the media, you guys are the last people I would ever celebrate anything with. I'm paraphrasing. You know what? Somebody in the media should have had the you-know-whats mm-hmm. to say the feeling is mutual.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Mike, relax.
Really?
Get over yourself. You're 5-2. You got a good football team. You're a good football coach. We are not your enemies in the local media. We're not your friends, but
somebody,
we're definitely not your enemies.
So somebody in there, and that's why I don't go over there, because I swear on whatever that if he would have said that, I would have said, well, Mike, the feeling is mutual, and let it slide. But no one has the poops to say anything.
Well,
to
but
him.
There are a lot of people. Before you roll the clip there, Pat, and there are a lot of people that are you know, for lack of a better word, fanboys over there.
Oh yeah, they cycle
girls.
Through. But most
it's mostly
your media, the TV media.
I cannot.
No, you don't have to.
I cannot confirm or deny that.
Yep.
But I will say this, you know. There are a lot of people that say, oh, well, you know, he doesn't have to give us anything if he doesn't want to, and he's just messing with us and blah, blah, blah. And maybe he is, but it just comes across as very Richardish.
Well, you know, but somebody's got to say, hey, you're the last people would we want to celebrate anything with. Somebody's got to say.
I feel the same way.
We agree, Mike.
Like,
we
wouldn't
want to celebrate
him. But why would you even say that?
Really,
I mean?
That's the point.
We're not here to celebrate you.
Nobody in that room, they were all scared to call his blood or whatever. And the only thing, and Gentry just went on with his question. Gentry really handled it well.
Pro.
Yeah, he let it go. He didn't say anything to him.
If that was
my question and he says, I don't want to celebrate with any of you, I would go, well, Mike, the feeling is mutual.
Right.
Now, what about the question?
He threw a Richard dart at Jimmy Wyatt, who works for the team, after the game on Sunday. There's a lot I'd like to say, but I don't want to get myself in trouble.
Well, you have to go over there.
I got to go over there.
I don't, and I won't. So
you're not missing anything.
Nah, trust me, I'm missing a Richard talk. Let's hear what the head coach of the Titans said. What do you got over there, Patton?
Yeah, this is him kind of talking about the momentum. Had a couple of big wins in a row on what he can take from those wins moving forward.
Well, again, we've talked about this before. We've talked about momentum that has to, you know, really start over and build throughout the week as you prepare for the opponent. And I think that there's a level of confidence that can carry over. Like, hey, we're doing this well, and I feel confident about going out there and executing this certain job. But as far as momentum isn't something that, you know, you just show back up on Sunday or whenever you play. You know, that's built throughout the week through preparation.
I agree with that. He's not wrong. You know, I mean, listen, yeah, they're 5-2, and, you know, the Bengals are 5-2, and all of a sudden people are overreacting to them, maybe, perhaps. I mean, I'll ask you guys, are the Titans better than the Cincinnati Bengals? I think they are. You know, it's there's still 10 games left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You don't have to be better
these
than them
now. These are great wins for the Titans. Great wins. And they could, you know, these type of wins this time of the season can benefit them later on. But he's right. You know, it's a lot of games left. Anything can happen. And God forbid someone gets hurt. You know, you got to ride it out.
Or more people get hurt.
Right,
for the
exactly.
Titans,
but yeah. I'm talking about, like, you know, I'm not even going to mention the names, but some key players could get hurt. I don't want to jinx it. So
yeah.
He's right.
We need to take a break.
Yes,
coming
we
up after it will be Alan Bell, CBS Sports Line and 24/7 Alan Bell. And we'll take a trip around the NFL with him coming up next.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Bokhara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Bokhara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Bokhara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Bokhara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Bokhara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue downtown.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Cloudy skies this morning, clearing up by afternoon. Highs around 65. For tonight, partly cloudy, 42. Sunshine for Wednesday, high 68. Wednesday night, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, 54. Showers for Thursday, highs around 65. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Pogue, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Pat and Cook running things right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Always love having Alan Bell on the show.
When you have Alan Bell coming on your show, that's the kind of music bump back you got to have. Something cool, something smooth, something hip, you know, because he's friend of show. He's an OG. He's getting it done. He's the man.
Alan.
Morning, AB.
Top that, man. You better be good.
Buddy, I can't. Well, I'll say this: I can't top that. But the check's in the mail for that one.
Really?
How you doing, pal?
Man, I'm doing great. Y'all doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing well. Mind if I start, Greg?
No, no, no. I hope you do because I don't have anything to talk about.
So. Oh, okay.
All right. See you guys later.
Greg is being passive aggressive
yeah,
right
that's,
now.
That's
AB.
The passive aggressive.
Cincinnati Bengals, buy, sell, or hold?
I swear.
I swear
that was going to be my question.
Great question. We've been doing this too long, Greg.
No, I swear my question was going to be several teams. Are you buying or are you selling?
Yeah.
So
There you go.
There you go.
Cincinnati Bengals, yeah. Buy, sell, or hold, AB. What do you got?
I buy into them because, I mean, you know, the offense gets the credit, but the defense can play, right? Like, they're a pretty balanced football team. I'm buying into them.
Well, I'm buying into Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, how comical was that back in the summer when he dropped a couple passes in preseason games, and they're like, this guy's going to be a bust. He can't catch the ball.
You need to get an offensive lineman to protect Burrow.
Right. We tell people all the time, right, AB, never put a lot of stock into what you see in the preseason, right?
Ever. And it's almost like he was so good that he was like, watch, I'm just going to troll the world. I'm just going to make up that I can't catch. You know what I mean? And because legitimately from game one, all he's done is not only catch, but catch TD passes and take them to the house. Like, it's incredible.
Raiders, 5-2, buying or selling?
Or hold?
I'm going to hold. I think they figured out that they're actually better off offensively without John Gruden. I think that they're a more balanced, emotional team without John Gruden. But there are still questions there. I'm not going to put them at the top echelon yet.
Chargers 4-2, buying or selling?
I'm gonna sell, and I know that that's going to be kind of contrarian to what most people are going to say, but I don't know if they hold on for 17 games. Like, I think they're a pretty good football team. They've certainly got an excellent quarterback, and they can make plays defensively at times, but also at times they can be had too. So I'm not fully bought in just yet.
You know, and you throw the Bills in there, and I think we're all buying the Bills, okay? I know what happened here, and that would have should have. So there are only four teams in the AFC above 500. You thought about that? All right. So Indy 3-4, Patriots 3-4, Chiefs 3-4, Broncos 3-4. Who are you buying in that group?
Oof. The Chiefs.
Yeah.
I think that they could at least have the offense to turn it around. But I'll say this, though. The Indianapolis Colts are a good football team. They're playing excellent football right now. They went in that hurricane monsoon game. They went in averaging 27.6 points per game over the last three. And guess what? It got better. Like, they're like a 401k, right? Like, you don't notice or watch, you know, the pennies or the dollars or whatever that you put in, but you look up over 60 minutes or 60 years, and some of them get 31 points. And that's kind of how they play, and that's what the Titans are going to have to worry about. Like, these two teams are almost mirror identicals of each other. They like to run the ball. But once you focus on the run, they'll hit you in the air. The Titans, I think, are just a little bit better at doing it. But these are two pretty similar football teams.
And Colts should be 4-3. That Ravens game, I mean, they did everything but win it.
They lined up for a field goal at the gun to win it, and dude missed it, you know?
So, and so Sunday's game, I mean, it's for the Titans, can be some separation. Colts win, just a game back.
It puts a little more pressure on the Titans, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, this isn't a must win for either team, but they both know, and both head coaches know how incredibly important this game is.
Well, didn't ask the question. Titans.
Yeah.
Buying, selling, or holding?
Buying. Absolutely buying. Look at the difference alone. Just having AJ Brown and Julio Jones on the field, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we went through the first 4 weeks to where the Titans were kind of just holding on. In a pool, like in the deep end of a pool when like you're a kid and you can't swim, but they held on. And then now AJ Brown, Julio Jones literally just get on the field and it changes the entire dynamic of what their offense looks like. And it makes them so much more balanced of a football team that their defense has gotten much better the last 2 weeks as well. So yeah, I'm buying into them.
Alan Bell is our guest, CBSSports.com. And I was just about to allude to the defense there, Alan. You know, I trashed that unit last year. I killed it. And, you know, they're starting to do the two things they couldn't do last year, get off the field on third down and get pressure on the quarterback. And I'll throw in, turnovers as well. I mean, the last 3 weeks, Kevin Byard has been an absolute machine. That's the Kevin Byard we have, gotten used to seeing both at Middle Tennessee State and his first few years with the Titans, always around the ball making plays. You know, this defense, I mean, they're banged up in the secondary, but, man, they put on a show on Sunday.
Yeah, they did, and they're making plays, you know, and I think that a lot of it has to do with getting to the quarterback and just the threat of being able to get after the quarterback, right? Like, if you could affect, you know, 3 to 5 plays a game to where, you know, the opposing team has to pull in a tight end to chip instead of having an additional wide receiver out there, right? Like, that's really what these games come down to, are like 3 to 5 to 6 plays. And then when they do that, and a guy like Kevin Byard, not only do they get the stop, but they make a play off of it and get a turnover off of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the winning margin right there. And the Titans are just doing everything correctly right now.
Alan Bell at Alan Bell 24/7 is the way to follow him on Twitter. Sportsline, CBS Sportsline, sportsline.com. And I was just looking at your Twitter page. A happy belated birthday. Saturday was your birthday?
Yeah, man.
It was. I appreciate that. Thank you.
How'd you celebrate? Or do we want to know?
Really nothing, man.
I know how you get down, Alan.
Yeah.
I know how you get down, brother. You get down like...
He invites the circus over.
I did, yeah. I had, you know, Barnum and Bailey and Vince McMahon over, right? I'm just watching football, man. Like, it was a pretty chill weekend. You know, went to eat with the family and, you know, just really, really watched some ball. It was nice.
So, the Arizona Cardinals, undefeated. They got the Packers coming up Thursday night. We'll see if Davante Adams will play. I know he's got the... He's positive for the vid, but he might be able to be available Thursday. I feel guilty saying this. I'm still not sold on them yet, even though they're playing outstanding ball. If they beat Green Bay on Thursday, though, is it time to have the talk about the Arizona Cardinals, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. They're a good football team. I'm with you. I totally get it because at times – you know, they have that look of, like, how the Bills play, right? Like, when their offense is on, good luck. You're done, right? The Titans saw it week one. Like, there's just nobody in the league that's going to handle that. But if it's not, and they're turning the ball over, they could be had. And kind of like what we saw 2 weeks ago with the Bills, you know, here in Nashville. So, I'm with you. I mean, they are kind of a feast or famine team, and we haven't seen famine. All we've seen is feast.
Hmm. What about Derrick Henry as we spin it back to the Titans, Alan? You know, I didn't see Jim Brown play. When I started watching football, O.J. Simpson was done. He was with the 49ers by then. He had left Buffalo. But I did see Walter Payton, and I did see Earl Campbell, and I did see, you know, whatever Eric Dickerson, whatever great running back you ever want to name. Much like with the Arizona Cardinals, is it time to have the talk about Derrick Henry amongst the greatest running backs of all time? I think it is because I think he's got a legit shot in another 2,000-yard season. I think he's firmly in the MVP category. How special is Derrick Henry, and where do you think he's heading historically?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's not there yet just because he's only been in the league just, you know, a few years. But, yes, you're right in terms of the numbers that he is just piling up. And it's crazy because he's such a quiet guy that even here in Nashville, we don't hear much from him. Nationally, they don't hear a peep out of the guy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, most people and even voters couldn't tell you what the guy sounds like, what his voice sounds like, right?
He's got that Old Spice commercial. I don't even think that's his voice on that commercial.
I'm telling you, like, seriously, I'm with you.
I don't.
The guy's averaging 100-something yards a game, like 122 yards a game. It's in the NFL. It's insane. And especially, he doesn't get credit enough for his durability because certainly, I mean, the carries this year have been there. But it's not always like he has 39 carries in a game to get 110. Like, there are a lot of them where it's 22, 23. Which makes it even more incredible. I mean, you just look at where this guy already is. Did he just pass Eddie George in touchdowns in franchise history? That's insane.
I believe he did, yes. According to the general, he did.
That's crazy, right? Yeah. I mean, Eddie George played here for a long time and had a lot of carries.
Yeah.
This guy's special. We're watching history unfold right now.
Thought it was curious, though, with a 27-3 lead that he's still in there carrying the football. To try to get him to 100 yards or what? I don't know. I mean, you talk about the workload. I mean, yeah, late in the game, that's when he shines. But if you're up by
over. When the hay's already in the barn, maybe you want to have your stud stallion back in the stable. Boy, I'm doing a lot of metaphors and alliterations. Jeez.
No, I think that's probably a lot of Derrick Henry. Like, I'm sure that it was offered. You know, I'm sure that Vrabel or, you know, Todd Downing, whoever, was like, hey, man, you know, you can take that helmet off, man. You're done. He's like, no, I'm fine. You know, like, I think it comes down to him. And it's like, okay, well, if the guy wants – I'm not going to stop him. I mean, if the guy wants the carries, who am I to say no? You know, so I bet a lot of it's just his decision.
Alan, is Joe Flacco he's going to retire one of these days, right? Maybe. Who knows?
You know what? He's like Fitzmagic. Why retire?
Yeah. He can always find a job.
You pay me $4 million to hold a clipboard? Yeah. Sign me up.
Well, he's now just got traded from the Eagles to the Jets. Of course, Zach Wilson out. Joe Flacco's like a roach. You can't kill him.
You can't. Like, seriously. Like, a nuclear bomb's not going to stop it. I mean, this guy just keeps coming around. But I'm with you, man. If those checks keep cashing, buddy, I'm here.
What I got to get a quick Giants question in. You know that, Alan.
I'm going to run to the other one.
All right, you go right ahead. You know, a lot of people dog Daniel Jones. And listen, the Giants are trash. But what do you think his future is? Because I think Gettleman's gone after this year. But you look at next year, there's not a quarterback mocked in the top 10, maybe even top 15. Even if a new regime comes in, I would seriously think about keeping Daniel Jones for another year. What say you?
I would, too. Build a team around him, man. Like, the kid's got some talent. He can run. He can throw. He has no offensive line.
He can catch.
Seriously. His run game is out. It's injured. He's throwing to – I mean, look who is out, you know. Shepard, Tony, keep going. Like, the guy's tough, man.
Galladay.
Like, give him a shot. Build a team around him.
Thank you, Alan. You make me feel better.
There you go.
He's still going to win four games.
Shut up.
Hey, Alan, we're late. You mind holding through the break? You cool with that?
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, all right,
awesome,
let's do
Alan,
that.
Thanks.
We'll take a break and be back more with Alan Bell right after this.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
The fans are back and Bridgestone Arena is full. 17,159 Preds fans in gold. Watch your Nashville Predators take on the San Jose Sharks and New York Islanders live from Smashville. Join us October 26th and 30th. NashvillePredators.com/tickets to secure your seat now. We need you there, loud and proud. It's the Preds against the Sharks and Islanders. NashvillePredators.com/tickets. Let's go, Preds!
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Alan Bell, 24/7 on Twitter. A-L-L-A-N Bell.
Yeah, two L's.
Yeah, and two A's.
Two, that's right.
And so.
Well, anyway. We call them A-B around here.
Oh, is that what we do? I got a text from our friend Kevin from Muletown. Ask Alan if he is on any NBA plays yet. I'm all over it. Yes, I have a problem.
Well, first off, that was worded hilariously. And you know what? I don't think that's a problem at all. But I will say that if you look at the NBA today, and most of the focus is going to be, you know, on the World Series tonight, but you take a look here, there's a couple games, I think, that you could probably find some good value in. I think Philadelphia, there might be a little value in there. If you can get that number up from 1.5 to maybe 2, 2.5.
They're playing my Knicks tonight, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and let the public bet the Knicks up. I think you get a little value there. Golden State, Oklahoma City. I think there's some really nice value on that under 223. You're probably looking at a game that finishes about 115, 116. So I think it's there. But there's nothing great that stands out. So you're going to have to do a little bit of capping here. But, yeah, I think those two are your best.
Who you like in the World Series?
It's tough, man. The Braves are really, really tough, man. You look at Charlie Morton tonight. Look, he faced the Astros twice in the ALCS last year. Didn't give up a run. Right? Like, the Braves are a good team. And, you know, these first two in Houston, you're adding a DH to an already potent lineup. Like, I kind of rivaled the Braves tonight.
What, I didn't even see him. What's the number for the series? Let me guess. I'm saying Braves plus 175.
I think it's like 150.
Yeah, plus 150. Yep.
Yeah. Right. And tonight, it's Houston minus 130, Braves plus 120. So, yep.
And we'll have the game for you right here on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. We're excited about that, to have Braves World Series baseball on our air. Hey, Alan, I want to ask you about what's going on down in Jacksonville. How much did that win in London kind of, you know, turn down some of the heat on Herb, you think?
Yeah, it got the attention off of him, right? Like, you know, once you kind of get that first win, you know, you stop having the over talk, you stop having all the focus on you, and, you know, as we've seen, the media just kind of moved on because now you're not, you know, a historically bad team, you're just a crappy team. You know? So, yeah, I mean, it got the heat off for sure. But it's going to come back, you know, and I think that, you know, I never thought that anything would be made during the season decision-wise, whether it be the team or whether it be Urban Meyer. So we're kind of just going to be in this mode of, all right, let's get through the season, and then it's going to fire itself right back up. And quite frankly, I don't see any way Urban Meyer comes back next year.
I was just going to ask you, best guess, does Herb come back next year?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's hard to hit it, man. Like, I don't think that it's anything that's super terrible by any means. I think it's, you know, something to where, you know, say you guys do your show, 25 years, goes to the Radio Hall of Fame, you sit at the house for three, four, five years, right? And you're like, oh, you know what, this other, you know, station in another city's calling, I kind of miss it. Yeah, like, let's give it a shot. And then you get there and you're like, my heart's just not in it. Like, I'm good at what I do and I can, you know, do a fine job and do an okay job, but your heart's not in it, your heart's not in it, and it becomes immediate, especially, you know, in an industry like the NFL to where you have to be 100% in, and 100% in means a ton of hours. I just don't think Urban's heart's in it, man.
Yeah, and part of it's not flying back with the team and
that was a bad look.
And out dancing with Blondie there.
You know, that part of flying back with the team, and you know, not to, you know, rehash that, because I'm sure everybody's done with it, but, you know, that just doesn't happen. You know, Bill Belichick doesn't do that, and the guy, The guy could fly his own plane if he wanted to. He was going to say something to him. He's earned it. But coaches with zero wins, like, they just don't do things like that. It's just that, like, once I saw that, I was like, this guy's hard to say that. Like,
yeah.
He sounds different than every other NFL coach. He looks different. Like, it you could just tell.
He looks like he's having a panic attack on the sidelines. It looks like he's going to pass out, you know?
I know. Like, half the time it's a panic attack. The other half, I'm not even sure he's paying attention. Like, it's just, he looks different than every other coach. He sounds different than every other coach. And that's not a good thing.
You know, and the thing that with him is that he's got the he's going to have a parachute right out of there, because if they were going to fire him, wouldn't they already have done that because of all this other knucklehead
stuff? Sounds like they were seriously considering it, and then they realized financially it wouldn't be a good move. But yeah, I could see a mutual parting of the ways at the end of the year, and you know, Herb will be like, "Oh, my health, my family, my health, my family," like he always does. I'm just. Not a big Herb guy, AB. I don't know if you could tell that or not. I mean, you know, I respect him as a college coach, one of the greatest college football coaches of all time. But as a person, yeah, I mean, you know.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. And no jokes. Like, we're not kidding around here. Do you hear any other former players that ever really talk positively about Urban Meyer? They don't really talk about Urban at all.
That's a great question.
Tim Tebow, you don't ever hear it. Like, you hear any other big-time coach that's won titles, right? Like, you still hear Ohio State players talk about Jim Tressel, right? Like, you don't hear anyone talk about Urban positively or negatively. They just, it's like he was just there, and they did their time, and they won, and they were gone. Tim Tebow's the only one I ever hear talk about.
Sounds like John doing this radio show.
Yeah, but Tim Tebow's like the ultimate baby face. He's never going to bury anybody, right?
I mean, yeah. Exactly.
Speaking of baby faces, you're a wrestling fan, right, AB?
Yeah,
we got SummerSlam next July. What do you think, man?
Nice. That's a good get, man. Like, I love that it's going to be here. It's going to be a huge crowd. You got a really nice venue to do it. And I kind of like these when they're in the open air stadiums. You know, because you see so many events that are obviously in closed dome type situations. But the last 4, 5, 6 years, obviously they started going to these NFL stadiums and opening it up. It's pretty cool, man, and it's pretty cool for your city. Like, anytime you get, a marquee event like that, like, it's always, another pin, so to say, to put out your best. It's cool.
Alan Bell 24/7, a way to follow him, CBS Sportsline. As always, Alan, a pleasure, man. Always a pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine. Yeah,
thanks, AB. You're the man.
Thanks, guys.
Let's get together and break bread sometime, man. You live in Nashville. We got to make that happen.
Let's do it.
Hey, don't – you need to run it. John –
apparently, I owe Greg lunch. We made a bet. I don't even remember making it.
He made a bet on the air and doesn't even remember.
Don't remember.
He took – I had the Seahawks +4 last night.
This is what you have to look forward to as you get older, AB. You just don't forget. You just don't remember anything.
Oh, I remember the good things.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's a lot of things I'd like to not remember.
Yeah.
Who are you telling?
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks,
See you,
Alan.
See you guys.
All right, Alan Bell. Hey, you want to give us a call on the F&M Bank phone line, please do. 615-844-5600.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Get stylish, durable flooring for your home that will last a lifetime. And get it installed with help from Lowe's. Get Stainmaster Pet Protect Carpet starting at just $1.99 per square foot. And Pergo Wet Protect Laminate starting at $2.49 per square foot. Both with limited lifetime warranties. Order now, only at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only and through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only. See Lowe's.com product detail page for more warranty information.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today, cloud showers and maybe a thunderstorm at the midday, then mostly sunny in the afternoon, high 72. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, low 46. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high 66. Utilizing the resources of the Bullabug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Now it's time for the NFL Roundup with our guy, Eric.
Well, that music can only mean one thing. We're joined now by our NFL guru, the great Eric. Morning, Eric.
John, I don't expect that you say that. I don't think you have to play that every time I come on.
Yes, we do.
It's now, yeah, it's required.
Yeah.
So, well, I appreciate
we don't want to lose. We don't want to lose the patent on
it's,
it.
It's like La Cosa Nostra. Once you get in this thing, there's no getting out.
The patent.
Yeah, you got it. The patent. We've got the patent.
Yeah, we got the patent and the patent.
But actually, I have called a couple of things. And, you know, I know we're close to break. First of all, I know a lot of people are not going to like to hear me say this, but I still think the Buffalo Bills are better than us, even though it was a close game because we didn't blow them out. The thing is, which is, well, you can't say that because we beat them. Yeah. You can't go by head-to-head because if you do that, are the Jets better than us? No, I don't think they're better than us, but, yeah, hey, they beat us.
Well, let me put it this way. If they played today on a neutral field, the Bills would probably be about a 4 or 5 point favorite.
I would agree with that. I agree with what you're saying, Eric. I said that yesterday, and I know Titans fans are going to go crazy. But,
but it counts.
Yeah.
And the thing is,
because I still got to hold that loss to the Jets over the Titans' heads right now.
Because if it comes down to having possible home field advantage, that loss counts. You can't throw it out. I mean, I hate it too, but
you know, every team's going to have a wart.
Sure.
Every team has a bad loss every year.
I mean, even the Arizona Cardinals, they have a perfect record, but they're not a perfect football team.
Yeah, that's
damn
true.
Good.
And I think that a lot of Titans fans hope that the Jets win against us is not their only win of the season. Would it shock me if that happened? No. I mean, could they get another win? It's possible.
Jets are in serious trouble
now with their quarterback out.
One in 16 is a distinct possibility for the Jets.
Yeah. And that's going to really make Titans fans mad. So, and one other quick thing, guys, and I'll get off. And this has been talked about by a couple of people the last few days. This is something I actually had forgotten about. Do you think that part of Patrick Mahomes' struggle is the fact that he had that foot surgery 3 days after Super Bowl? Some are saying that has played a part. Even though I agree their offensive line stinks right now, and they're having issues on offense and everything. But a lot of people saying that he's never been the same to the Super Bowl, and some are saying that the reason he struggles is because of that foot surgery he's had. And I had forgotten about that 3 days after the Super Bowl.
It didn't look like it.
No,
I don't know.
He moved around pretty good. I think it's just a lot of things going on. I think the pressure to live up to that 500, that $500 million contract. I think the fact that his offensive line can't protect him. I think the fact that, you know, just he's off his game. And I think it's just a lot of things rolled into one. I think it's a
perfect
storm.
Teams are learning how to play. You know, Kelsey had 12 catches. Hill had, nine?
Yeah.
You say, wow, those guys had big games. But I don't think either one of them were over 70 yards total.
And we talked about it. The league has kind of figured out how to play Mahomes now. You know, you play that cover two shell, you know, two deep safeties, man underneath. And you make him sit in the pocket and make decisions. Yeah. When you're blitzing them and it's one on one, it's a no brainer. But now he's got to kind of think his way through.
Yeah. And one last thing about this, and then I'll get off, guys. I think too a part of it is too is that Kansas City, since the draft of Mahomes, the players they drafted since then either are no longer in the league, or if they're still playing for other teams, or the players are still with them and haven't had the impact that they've had. I think that's a part of it too. But maybe they'll get it together. We'll see. Guys, y'all take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
Eric.
All right,
thank Eric. That was Eric.
They play my team next Monday night, so that'll be a get-right game for them. Yeah. Don't you worry.
Hey, Doug, Steve, everybody on hold, you stay there. Get on hold, all right?
Get on hold. They're already on hold.
I'm Jim Ryan. The FDA today is expected to approve Pfizer's vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. The federal government has 65 million doses of the COVID vaccine at the ready as soon as the approval comes in. On Facebook's earnings call, CEO Mark Zuckerberg lashed out at the press. He says it's the result of a coordinated effort to use leaked documents to paint a false picture of his company. News outlets, meanwhile, continue to pour through the documents leaked by the whistleblower Francis Haugen.
One example focuses on India. A Facebook researcher, according to reports in the New York Times, created a new account to kind of see what type of content the algorithm would serve. And what this employee found allegedly after just 3 weeks was pretty disturbing. The account was flooded with gruesome images, with hate speech. The researcher allegedly said, "I've seen more images of dead people in the past 3 weeks than I've seen in my entire life."
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. This is ABC News.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Did you know there's dust floating around your home?
Really?
Yeah. Dust starts on hard surfaces like shelves and ceiling fans. And when you walk by, dust starts to move, compromising the quality of the air you and your family breathe.
So what do I do?
Get Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster. Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster is the fast and easy way to trap and lock dust
before it gets into the air.
Exactly. So you can just... Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture yourself at DQ on Thursday, October 28th for Miracle Treat Day. You roll up to order a Blizzard with your friends and family like you have so many times before. But on this day... Every flavor comes with a much-needed dose of hope. For every Blizzard you buy at participating locations, $1 or more will be donated to your local Children's Miracle Network hospital, making Miracle Treat Day the most satisfying way to give hope to kids in your community.
Thursday, October 28th at DQ.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no Northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
It is hour number two, the big show. Want to give us a call? Please do. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Got a few folks on hold. You want to get on hold? Go ahead and do that. Doug, what's up, man? Hello, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Did I get the wrong one? Oh, was I supposed to go to Steve? All right, Doug. Sorry about that. Sorry, Steve. Sorry, Doug. Yeah. Sorry. Doug, what's up, man?
Just for clarity, this is Doug, not
Hey, Doug.
What's up, Doug? Dougie Fresh.
You guys were talking about Vrabel interviews, and I'm sorry. I've yet to sit all the way through one because, to me, he has that much of a Belichick style form. And the guy's yet to win an AFC championship. Let's not even talk about the skins. So, to me, until he gets the skins on the walls, he can't take that Belichick attitude toward the media. I have a little bit of a fondness toward those guys because they try to give it to you straight, no chaser, but when you're letting those guys sitting back in the room, and they got to respond to you like they got a golf ball in their throat because they know how you're going to cut them down, I just can't handle it. So, like him as a coach, interviews, even, you know, the disclosure of who's sick, who's well, who's out, who's not, it's like you got to keep that with an attitude. So,
well, at the end of the day, there is the obligation.
He's definitely a Belichick disciple.
But there's the obligation for him to do the job. That's fine. Now, how he wants to go about it, that's another thing. It's a game. It's really a game for him. I don't think that he's
a little bit of respect for the local media guys.
Well, maybe we earned it. Maybe we don't. Some people that go over there don't deserve respect, quite frankly, because they're knuckleheads. But just to come out and say, if you're the last people in the world I'd want to celebrate with, and if I'm sitting in the room, I would just go, "Hey, Mike, the feeling's mutual," and I'd go on with my question.
Well, it's like where I would be not the dude with a golf ball in my throat. I'd have to just go ahead and upchuck on it.
Well, Doug, it's like I said earlier. You know, it's not like the local media is his enemies. We're definitely not his friends, but we're definitely not his enemies either. And you know, you compare it to other markets. You know, New York, Philly, Chicago, Boston. I mean, he's got it made as far as dealing with the local media here.
I listen to New York sports shows. They'll chew you up and spit you out. So you guys are more than kind to him. So he could at least be mutual in the same respect.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, I mean, I'm just glad that, because I know a lot of fans would be like, well, you guys are just whiny. You're lucky to be there, blah, 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 you know, and
got a job to do, man.
Part of that's true, but you're right.
Softballs all the time.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Doug. We do have a job to do. You know what I mean? And we are the middlemen between the team and the fans.
The conduit.
Well, when Adam Schefter's telling one thing and you guys are a little bit softer on another route, I don't want that. I want you guys to give it to a straight no chaser. You're local. You know what's going on. You're connected to the team, and you guys have demanded and earned that much respect in my eye.
Well, thank you, Doug. And we don't do fanboy radio on this show. Like I said, I'll tell it like it is. I mean, you know,
I love AM radio.
We're on FM too.
Yeah, check us out on FM. We
95.9 FM.
Not that much, but a little bit.
But hey, the thing about it is, I think for Vrabel, it's a game.
Yeah,
I don't know that he's necessarily like that in person. I just think it's a game. Now, I think he's got some issues with certain reporters that are over there, and we can probably guess who those are.
Right. And I can't really blame him for some of those issues.
But, you know, just – and I don't know. I think somebody would just, you know, at least say, hey, you know, if somebody tells me and I'm doing my job, you're the last person I want to celebrate anything with, I'm going to say,
and even
well,
if it,
Mike, you're the last person I want to celebrate
well,
anything
with, too.
Well, even
if that is just a joke and a flippant remark, you know, that's just, it's unnecessary to say that, in my opinion.
It's a game. It's a game. Yeah. He's playing a game.
Well, if it is a game, let's go ahead and play games back with and check, checkmate.
Well, everybody sort of, you know, they cower a little bit because they, you know, a lot of them are over there, probably don't even deserve the credentials they have, quite frankly. So
you're probably right. But, I mean, until you got skins on the wall, let's put this Belichick image in the closet.
Well, it's unnecessary. That's the thing.
That's
what
I said,
That's why it's a game. That's why it's a game.
Well, aren't we all professionals? Aren't we all trying to be professionals? There's nothing professional about that.
Well, listen, he's the one.
You would not do that same interview on ESPN.
But, Doug, here's the thing. He came out at the beginning of the year, first press conference training camp when camp opened. He said, hey, good to see you guys. Excited to be working with you guys all season. It's important for us to you know, be kind to each other, to get along, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, he's throwing Richard darts here and there. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm indifferent to it because I'm at this stage in my life and my career where it doesn't really matter. I'm going to do my job whether you want me there or like what I do or, you know, or whatever, like my line of questioning, whatever it is. I don't care because, like I said, I've said on this show repeatedly, you know, I cover the Titans. You know, I give opinions about them in this medium and radio. I cover them as a journalist for my TV responsibilities. You know, I'm not, you know, I'm going to tell it like it is though on this show. I'm not necessarily a Titans fan. I'm a guy that covers the team. And, you know, you heard me last year when they were winning. I said, this defense is trash. You're going nowhere with this defense. Well,
they
what happened?
Like last week's garbage. And, you know, John, I appreciate that. And with that statement, I'll just close. I use the same demeanor now that I'm, you know, a little more vintage and stuff. I tell people all the time. You know what? I've got enough people to be pallbearers. I don't need you as one. Not hustling friends today, brother.
Well said.
Yeah, they're just going to throw me out in the woods.
No, that's they're not.
I am. Just like, that's what they do.
We're going to carry your proceedings live on News Channel 5 Plus.
Throw my ass out in the woods.
I'm going to sing at your funeral. I'm going to give a heartfelt eulogy.
Nah, I want to rot under a tree. All right, 615-844-5600. Let's go back to the F&M Bank phone line. Steve, good morning.
Steve-O.
Good morning. You guys are doing shock jock radio today, calling people knuckleheads.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, it's what we
oh,
do.
Oh yeah,
man.
It's big shock. Yeah,
we're gonna go all Harold Stern. We're gonna have strippers in the studio. It's gonna be great.
I
didn't tell you about that. They'll be here in 5 minutes, Greg.
I'll be right there.
That's okay. Hey, you know, I ordered some up on hotgrandmas.com.
Oh
my God!
I'm sure that knucklehead's initials don't have a K and a P in it or some variation of that. But anywho, hey, Greg, you're the music guy. I need to get that.
Yeah, I'm the music guy.
You're the music. I need to get Bart Durham's soundtrack. Can you hook me up on that? That's some groovy tunes.
That's some elevator music right there. That's some doctor's office waiting room music right there.
That's like a backdrop.
We were just talking about that, weren't we?
Like to watch. But, hey, who do I need to call to add to my will call tickets for this weekend series in Atlanta? Because I'm having a hard time getting the $500 tickets to work on Ticketmaster.
What are they going for, really, right now?
So yesterday, I got on the Braves email list. So I guess they sent out some, I don't know why I qualified, but sent out an early thing. I could log in, get in a queue of 2,000-plus, and wait about an hour, got in. The cheapest ticket was $585 on the third level.
Wow.
I guess world sets to be expected. You couldn't even, I tried to hit process.
Well, is that face value or the resale market?
That's face value. That's the Braves that takes you. I guess they do it through Ticketmaster.
Well, I mean, so, Steve, you're packing like a minor mule. Go to the dang game and quit whining.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a huge Braves fan.
I mean, I've heard the stories on you while your brother is out at the College World Series, scraping up, you know, donuts off the and hot dogs at the
eating salami sandwiches in that Roach Motel he stayed in.
7-Eleven, and you're over there, you know, eating at the big steakhouse a la carte, where the baked potato costs $18.
Hey, that was from y'all's interview with Corge.
Yeah, what was the name of that place, sir? What was the name of the steakhouse?
Omaha Prime.
Omaha Prime, yeah. Yeah, that wasn't a drive-through.
Now, him and Maggie were at the table next to us that night. But highly recommended, so it was well worth the money. But then I got a special offer for, I think, Saturday's games, two tickets, and they called it Home Run Porch or something. I don't even know if they were seats, but they were $800-something apiece. The processing fee was only $10. I'm surprised Ticketmaster didn't charge more, but a little out of my range. You can stay at the Days Inn there in that area for $700 a night, so you can package it together with that.
Hmm. It's the World Series. Are you going to go or not?
I might just go. Me and Shmee might go and just hang out in the battery, but no, I'm not.
That'd be fun.
I logged on again, so they opened it today to the public. I logged in Friday and Saturday, sold out. It was going to let me buy two tickets in the third level on left field line for $500 apiece. Wow. I hit process and it said error. It just keeps saying error. So I assume all the ticket brokers are buying them up. And I mean, you think there's resale even at that price? People are going to pay.
Yeah. People will pay.
Yeah, they will.
What would you pay for the Brew Crew if they had made it? Is there a limit?
Probably not.
Not that I'm wealthy,
but they've. I don't know if I'll ever see them in the World Series.
I was just going to say,
1982.
That's a situation where you got to weigh. All right, yeah, I'm spending more than I probably should right now, but you know the idea of seeing your team in the World Series with no guarantee they'll get back there. It's kinda worth it.
I'm on the Omaha Prime place and hear the guy whining about money. Let's go with the New York Strip for $62.50. Help me with the math.
And this is a la carte, this place?
This is a la carte. Okay, if you want, say, you want to get a baked potato with it, that's $5. That's not bad, $5. So you're at $67.50. I would get the sautéed mushrooms, okay?
All right.
I love mushrooms.
How about,
those were $11, that would be $73.50.
How much would some asparagus run?
They do market price on asparagus.
It's asparagus, bro.
Yeah, uh-huh. So, if you want sweet potato fries, add a $10.
So if you get
the New York strip, 20-ounce, $62.50, I'm going to add the mushrooms for $11, so $72.50. Also want a baked potato, right? So that is five. That's $77.50. And you're going to give them what, 20% tip? Well, you're going to have a drink, right? The drinks are 15 each. So I'm going to have a couple cocktails.
Right.
So that's 30.
Right.
So I'm at 102.50. No, I'm at 107.50. And then 20% tip is about what, $25? So 107 times 2, yeah, that would be about – so, yeah, there's $125 right there.
Hey, you two shouldn't talk. Y'all both hang out on Broadway where drinks are $15 for a Mick Ultra.
First off, this part of y'all doesn't hang out on Broadway, okay?
And about that, Steve,
he gets them free.
I can neither confirm or deny that, but I do okay.
What are drinks on Broadway now?
There's usually anywhere from $10 to $12. I know.
And you got to buy the ladies drinks. So I've had stuff.
I mean, you know, you know me. I love the ladies.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Y'all be good. Yeah. Let me know how many tickets you had to the Will Call for.
All right.
Yeah, they'll be waiting for you.
Remember, at Turner Field.
I'll be there.
All right. Okay.
See you, Steve.
What did you say, Fulton County Stadium?
They're waiting for you.
Yeah. Let's go back to the F&M Bank phone line. Dane.
You brought it again.
I don't know.
I was a little off on that.
That wasn't one of my better efforts. Just quit sucking up to him, Dane.
Love you, Dane.
Okay. Well, you know, Greg, he is a celebrity. But
just
anyway,
ask him.
Johnny Swinger, baby.
Johnny Swinger. But anyway, so Greg, I went to see the Doobie Brothers last night at Bridgestone, man.
Well, cool.
With Michael McDonald?
Yes.
Nice.
He was there? Michael McDonald's touring with him this time?
He was there on keyboard. Yeah.
I don't think he's regularly tours with them, but
I got the impression that
by the way,
you know, maybe perhaps that was a one-off.
Yeah.
because they were in town.
The bass player for the Doobie Brothers is John Cowan, who's a good
used to be with the Allman Brothers.
Well, and but now with Sam Bush and New Grass Revival, and he played, but he's an old I'm dropping names. Yeah, John Cowan is just an incredible vocalist, and he's background singer, bass player for the Doobie Brothers now.
Well, anyway, that band is backing them guys up. They're tight, man. They had a guy playing on the steel and everything. And the guy playing the fiddle and the dobro.
Is it Tom Johnston, the lead singer, I believe? Yeah. To me, I know Michael McDonald, and I like the Michael McDonald era, but the earlier stuff is...
He came from somewhere back in her long ago.
They played that. They played all the
things. Take it to the streets, sentimental fool.
What a fool. All that stuff. They played all the stuff, man. They played it all.
Oh, Blackwater, keep on.
They played that.
I know. We can sit here and do every damn song.
They played the entire playlist that you would think of.
What was their encore song? China Grove?
Hell, I can't. No, it was.
You can't remember?
I think it was Blackwater. It was Blackwater.
Nice.
I mean, I was so caught up in it because they just went from one hit right to the next one. When I saw the Stones,
it was like 2.5 hours of the soundtrack of your life.
Oh, yeah, man. When I saw the Rolling Stones, man, that was awesome. And it was one of the best shows I've ever been to in my life, Rolling Stones. But anyway, my question was today, and I meant to pose this yesterday, and I was down there at the Tennessee-Alabama game Saturday night. I've been wanting to pose this question on radio just because I want to see what you – and I'm going to pose it to Bill, too. Do you think it's time for college officials to be full-time?
College officials?
Yes.
I don't know.
No, I don't think it's going to work because you're talking about, 12 weekends, a year, and a lot of these people have very successful career. They're attorneys and whatever they do, NFL isn't full-time. If the NFL's not full-time and they play 17 games now plus the 3 regular seasons and then the postseason, no, I don't think that'll ever happen, no.
You don't? Well, I'm just wondering because things happen you've heard me gripe about the officiating on the show for years, and I just don't know how they – if the people in the stands can see it in 300,
I don't know that it making them full time would make them any better.
Yeah, I mean, what would they do the rest of the year?
Yeah, what they do during the week?
Right. I mean, that's
I don't know.
Get paid full time for seasonal work. Count me in, but
they have a pretty good life. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think he said one time he waits on football season. Goofs around, plays golf and stuff.
Yeah, but, you don't hear from him until college football season starts. So you're right. That guy's got a good.
But he's got a pretty good life, man. For somebody that's just on TV 3 or 4 months out of the year, he's got it pretty good. But Greg, I thought you might think that was interesting. I went to the Doobie Brothers last night, it was a great show.
Well, so you went to Bridgestone. What? Let me ask you this: to get in, what did you have to show?
Clear app.
You got to show your got to have proof of ID and your vax card or
the Clear app.
Proof of a recent test where you're in the clear.
And so what is that? Tell me about the app.
Sure, the Clear app is it's really cool. It's if you are vaccinated, you just have to scan your vaccination card. Mm-hmm. Couple other things, just kind of register and then you take a selfie of yourself,
clothed or unclothed.
Prefer clothed. Okay. You also scan your ID, your license, or whatever. They store all that information, and so when you walk in to Bridgestone or like into the plaza, let's say, you got to show the Clear app. You got to punch it up,
URL code.
Well, it'll show your photograph, and if it flashes green, that means you're good to go.
Oh.
Yeah, so I downloaded it last week.
But Nissan doesn't have anything.
It'll literally take you 5 minutes.
Nissan Stadium has nothing.
Right. And you have to specifically register to be able to attend events at Bridgestone Arena.
Okay.
But it's real simple. It's called Clear. Okay. It'll take you 5 minutes if you're vaccinated.
So what did you do, Dane?
Since, since I'm technologically challenged, I showed them the paper card along with my driver's license.
Well, I mean, and that worked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, John, you lost me about the second or third season. You know,
just down, it's real easy,
not,
man.
I can tell you right now, I'm almost 50 years old. I'm not doing that.
All right, fair enough.
It's not happening over there.
Well, for everybody else, just download the Clear app and follow the instructions. It's very user friendly. It'll take you literally five to 10 minutes, and you'll be good to go.
But like I said, Nissan Stadium has no requirements.
Right. Well, it's an outdoor venue, I guess. So, yeah.
And anyway, I thought. There were so many old guys like us, Greg, there that I thought they should have been checking for AARP cards instead of.
Well, see, now, why do you got to drag me into this like that? I mean, come on, Dane.
Well, there was a lot of people.
John's got an AARP card, too, okay?
No, I do not. I qualify for one, but I don't have it.
Why not?
Well, they should have already.
Because I'm an egomaniac and I don't want to admit that I'm old.
Hey, you get a discount at the Shoney's Buffet.
Early bird special.
There you go, man.
All right, fellas. I'll let y'all go, man. Have a good day. Right.
See you, Dane.
You know the Shoney's in Donelson right by the airport?
Yeah.
On Donelson Pike?
Yeah.
Has a bar in it.
Yes, I did know. Yeah. I was aware of that.
You can actually order your Slim Jim. Is that what they call their cheese sandwich? I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
Well, you can order your...
I haven't eaten at a Shoney's since college, bro.
But you can now get a margarita with your Shoney's. Anyway. You know, Flower Express of Madison is reminding all listeners that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Ladies, be safe and schedule your checkup today. This message brought to you by Flowers Express of Madison. Flower Express of Madison. Give the professionals at Flower Express call today. 615-851-1707. 615-851-1707. That's Flower Express of Madison. Professionals who care. You want to call us? Please do. 615-844-5600.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. Again, that's 800-830-8147.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to turn out sunny with a high of 64. Partly cloudy tonight, low 42. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 68. Cloud showers and maybe a thunderstorm for Thursday, high 66. Utilizing the resources of the Bullabug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Coldall, coldest team in town. Patton Cook running things here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. At Patton underscore Cook, at John Burton 32, at The Pokester, at Nash Sports Radio, all of our social media platforms there, WNSR.com, and download the app. Eric, our production guy, production director, I mean, he does incredible work. And we're going to start promoting it in the next few, you know, weeks. Do you know, just a little perspective, because it just seems like summer was over, what, a week or two ago?
Yeah, yeah.
4 weeks from Thursday is Thanksgiving.
Wow.
4 weeks from Thursday is Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah. And that would, what does that mean? 8 weeks is Christmas.
Yeah.
What are you getting? Same thing you got me last year? All right. So anyway, so he hands me this. We're going to start promoting it here in the next
gift. I'm going to get you guys gifts this year,
Thursday, November 25th. Thanksgiving Day, Kitchen Notes, and their Thanksgiving family-style meal. And we'll obviously we're going to promote it a little bit more, but I'm hungry. I'm going to read it right now. So anyway, amuse bouche, which I got is the starter, buttermilk biscuit basket.
Sounds like a setter iceman for the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, local honey jammed and whipped butter. The carving board, herb butter roasted turkey breast, bone gravy, and then also sorghum glazed pit ham, panju, and all that, and then all the family style for the table, all kind of get to all kind of groovy things there. And anyway, so we'll start promoting that pretty soon. But it just hit me that 4 weeks from Thursday.
I mean, I'm already starting to see like Christmas commercials, and we're not even at Halloween. Isn't that
at least get past Halloween?
How awful! Yeah, can we get to November? And I'm not crazy about those holiday commercials in November.
I actually bought Christmas hand soap this past weekend.
Of course you did.
Well, I needed hand soap. I couldn't find hand soap, but the only ones I
could
find.
You couldn't go to the dollar store and get Dial antibacterial non-Christmas.
Walmart was pushing me towards Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer soap. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought you smelled a little Christmas.
I mean, I'll bet you there are people. You know what? I'll bet you there are people who already have their trees up. How much you want to bet?
Oh, yeah. I know people that
615-844-5600 if you already have your tree up.
Well, there are a lot of people that don't even take their lights down. They just leave them up
all
year
long. Yeah, there's
a
lot of people in my complex. They just leave,
But,
like that Gretchen Wilson song.
The thing about it is, I saw a company. This is smart, and it's not cheap. They will come and put up lights for you, do all of your decorations, and then I guess after the first of the year, come back and take them all down. You don't have to do a dang thing except write a check.
How much you think that runs?
It was $1,000.
Really?
Yeah.
There are people that would do
Man. You know, there's these, you know, people would, you know, that way they won't have to, you don't have to mess with it, do it or yourself. There are people who have all the lights, and you can hire this company. They put them all up, and I guess different levels, you know, what all do you want? Do you want, you know, Santa?
Do you want the Clark Griswold, super duper special?
Santa on the roof, you know, or do you want those big inflatables, and whatever. But, so, yeah.
Wow. I was not aware.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes sense.
Yeah. Anything that people can do or that people who have money, they can do with not having to do it, just write the check for it.
Well, you know what the coolest thing is? I had to get one of my tires repaired. And so I went to one tire place, right? And they said, well, you know, it's just a simple, probably it's got a small hole in it. You just got to patch the hole, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, well, you can drop it off here and leave it and we'll let you know when it's ready. I'm like, just to patch a tire? So I got online and I found a company. Well, it's a well-known company. I won't say the name, but it rhymes with Squire Phone. And
what?
they could come right out to your residence or your workplace and do the job on the spot.
Mm-hmm. How much did that cost?
$50.
Yeah.
Guy came out. He was done in like 10 minutes.
I bought new tires like a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And like within a week, I had a flat.
Like a flat or like a slow leak?
Boom, flat.
Oh, I had a slow leak.
And I called the guy and he said, well, it's you know, what's guaranteed is the wear and the whatever, but they it's not guaranteed if I get a nail. And there's so many things out on the road,
Much
construction or whatever.
Dude, I was driving yesterday, or maybe it was last night. Mm-hmm. I think I was coming home from the gym. I can't remember. There was like a box in the middle of the dang road. You know, I happened to look up, and I'm like, oh, yeah, here's a box. I better swerve. That was crazy.
Box in the road.
Yeah.
615-844-5600 if you want to give us a call. What do we have over there, Pat?
One more Vrabel quote. I know we've kind of been bagging on him this morning, so I got one more for you. Here he is kind of talking about a real chance to kind of put the division away with a win this Sunday.
Well, I mean, I think anytime you play a division opponent, I think you have a chance to do that, right? You can make up a lot of ground, or you can, you know, probably put a little bit of separation in between you and them by, you know, the fact that, you know, whether you win it or lose it. So I think that that's always something that we talk about as critical in division games is, you know, the ability to start, you know, separating yourself if you're able to win.
You know, in baseball or hockey or what, or in the NBA, if you got a 3-game lead, that's nothing, right?
Right.
A 3-game lead in the NFL means that you're going to have to – it's basically a 4-game lead because you'd have to lose 4 times to their 3 to get back to the for it to be a tie. So this Sunday means that.
It counts twice.
First place or third – you know, first place, obviously – but the Colts will either be 1 game back or 3 games back.
Yeah.
And that's huge.
It's about as must win. It's not quite a must win for the Colts, but it's basically a must win.
And
if they have any hope of winning this division, they have to win on
Sunday. Does it surprise you that by October that the Colts 2 games are over with?
They are. They will be, won't they?
Yeah. Usually they backload the division games.
Yeah.
But the 2 Colts games, this is it.
Wow.
Haven't even played the Texans
yet. Have not played the Texans yet. Mm-hmm. Still have one more with the Jaguars, right?
That's, it's usually December they're 20th. Back. The division games like this are backloaded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And and a tradition unlike any other, playing the last regular season game in Houston against the Texans.
Now, that happens every year, basically.
Yep.
But, one way or the other, here or there. But I hadn't seen the spread today. Have you looked at it, what it is on Sunday? I know the
The spread for Sunday?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a pick'em, wasn't it?
It opened, Colts opened -2.5. Titans are now -1.
Yeah, that's a pick'em.
Yeah, so the money's coming. That's a 2.5, a 3.5 line movement, 3.5-point line movement.
Well,
right?
I think based on what the Titans have done their last, you know, 2 games, I think a lot of people are big on the Titans right now, and they've had some recent success against the Colts. By the way, Jason Kemp tweets the show. Shout out, Jason. We put up our Christmas decorations. We put our Christmas decorations up on November 1st. If I'm already up in the attic putting away Halloween stuff, I might as well bring down the Christmas stuff. I'll listen to that. Thanks for tweeting in, Jason. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Your Christmas lighting plans at 615.
Give us a call, everybody.
Schmitty sends me a text. Plenty of seats available in Houston. But then he shows me standing room only for $376. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's the World Series.
Yeah, I guess if I were there, I would go. Yeah. But 615-84. We don't do Christmas. We don't do any lights. We'll have one of those. We put one of those trees out. It's really cool, really, and it's cheap. We put a tree out in the yard that has this, and it shines, and it's got a light that it shines, and it lights up our entire house with all different colors.
Nice.
So it basically, you have lights on your house that you don't have to hang. The light shoots onto your house.
I gotcha. Okay. All right.
I've seen those.
Mm-hmm.
And tear down, it takes 15 seconds. I mean,
We just, you know, actually, the dog tore up the tree. So, I mean, it didn't, you know, you'll get another one.
So, what's Christmas like at the Cook household? I got to imagine.
What are we doing?
We're talking Christmas. Come on, it's Tuesday.
It's June.
Game 1 World Series tonight. Listen to it on WNSR Sports Radio.
Predators play tonight.
Yeah, Preds play tonight, San Jose Sharks, 7 o'clock, right?
Yep.
At Bridgestone.
Break it down.
All right.
Give me all 3 lines.
Well, before that, I mean, I would imagine, Patton, that at your house growing up, It's a traditional Southern Christmas lights, tree, all kinds of food, just a warm atmosphere. Yep. Am I in the ballpark on this one?
Yeah. Wake up myself. Wake up at about 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm ready. Jumping to open presents.
Run down and see what's under the tree.
100%. Might have cracked open a package or two the day before Christmas, mm-hmm. stuff like that. But my mom always would like to have the tree open and put up before Thanksgiving because she wants our family to see how pretty her tree is.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. I get that. Ours is the day after Thanksgiving. Yeah. We do it that Friday.
See, we didn't put our tree up until like December 15th because me and my sisters, we were just so nutty about Christmas that my mom was like, okay, we got to hold this off a little bit. Like, we'll do the lights and stuff around the 5th, but we didn't put the tree up until like the 15th because we couldn't handle it. You know, we were out of our freaking minds. But much like you growing up, Pat, and me growing up, yeah, mom was the centerpiece of, like, she was Christmas. Mm-hmm. It was all about her. It was her design on the tree.
What'd you eat?
You know, traditional Christmas turkey, fare. Turkey, ham, yeah. You know.
I want to do a goose.
You know what? We should do some...
goose. Yeah, like in...
what about turducken?
Yeah, I've had turducken. You can buy turducken.
Can you really?
At Publix.
Wow. So I could make it in my air fryer?
You could buy a turducken at
that's awesome.
At Publix.
I want to try some. I bet it's delicious.
Was it turkey?
Turkey, duck, and chicken.
Chicken. Or, no.
Yeah, turkey, duck, and chicken. Turducken.
Okay. Yeah.
You're right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to do a goose. Never done a goose, but that's the one on, what's the one with Scrooge where they always had...
Yeah, the Christmas goose.
The Christmas goose. They brought it home and all. Everybody, it's the greatest thing ever.
I can make a joke right now, but I'm not going to. That would be inappropriate.
We've gone so far down my rabbit hole right now, we can't get out.
That's why I love doing this show, man. All right, let's break down. Charlie Morton, he's got to get his curveball working early. He's got to get ahead of the count. Because the Astros have a potent lineup. There you go. You want to do some big time sports jawboning?
Yeah, Titans need to get healthy.
Yeah, Titans need to get healthy. That's right. Yeah.
Predators, they play tonight.
San Jose Sharks.
Are you going?
I'm debating, but probably not because I want to watch the World Series. So I'll probably be flipping. You know, tonight's a flipping night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I do want to watch the World Series because I'm rooting big time for the Braves because I can't stand the Astros. You know what I mean?
Did you see the thing I tweeted out about the fan map? I know John doesn't ever look at my Twitter account, but
what
I know
you
do.
What are you talking about? Why would you say that?
Because you don't. But I have the – did you not see that? The fan map that I put up, it was like blue, the color, and the entire country was blue, and the one red dot was Houston, the city.
Yeah, nobody wants the Astros to win outside of Houston, Texas.
Who – the Braves are the public play
absolutely.
Here, right?
Yes. Yeah. You know, they're the little team that could. They had like, 86 wins. They lost their best player. They got hot at the right time. There's very likable, you know, Freddie Freeman's a likable player. Dansby Swanson's a likable player. Ozzie Albies is a likable player.
And the Astros are like the
Rosario is a stud.
Like the Antichrist, right?
Exactly. Nobody wants those dirty, rotten, cheating, no good, you know what's to win the World Series, bro. Come on.
Who do you think is going to win? I think the Astros, the Braves are going to win. I really do. I think they're the hot team. They're playing loose. The Astros are really good, though.
I've got a stat for you guys.
All right.
Ooh, stat. Stat of the day.
First time ever that the number one and the number two picks in the MLB draft in the same season will be facing each other.
Valdez?
Alex Bregman and Dansby Swanson.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about pitchers. So,
Who do I think is going to win?
Who would you bet on?
I would bet on the Astros.
But I
would love to see the Braves win. How great would it be to see the Braves win and Dansby gets named MVP?
Right here on this radio station. We have it tonight.
And we are very, very excited and honored to have Atlanta Braves World Series baseball on these airwaves for as long as they go, for as long as the series mm-hmm. goes, right?
Should be fun.
Yeah.
Should be fun. And again, tonight, game one will be right here, game two tomorrow night, Friday night, everything. So, happy to have – first time the World Series has been on this station.
It's exciting.
I think we used to be an ESPN affiliate. I don't know if we had it back in the day. Maybe not. But first time for the Braves, obviously.
Well, I think it's fantastic. So, yep. Listen to all your World Series games right here, folks.
All right, we figured out Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Halloween all
thanks
in one
again,
segment.
Thanks again, Jason. I appreciate the tweet.
So if you want to give us a call and guide us back to normalcy,
we're going to break down the Arizona Diamondbacks bullpen ERA when we come back.
I'm going to give you the Grizzlies bench next.
Hey, this is George Plaster. As some of you know, I've set up the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends Monday night, November the 29th at Hermitage Strike and Spare. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. Those are two charities that I am really excited about. Here's the way you can get involved. Simply go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Again, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. There will be a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift. You select which shift you want to be in. Each foursome will play two games, and each foursome will be paired with two different sports celebrities. Cost is $200 per person or $800 for a foursome. I'm not promising great bowling, but what I am promising is a fun event you will never forget.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at timleeperroofing.com.
Hey, Middle Tennessee, happy Grizz-o-ween. Come out and see Tyus Jones and your next-gen Grizz as they take on the Heat Saturday at 7 p.m. Be sure and get there early to join the Grizz-o-ween festivities. Plus, free Grizzlies face mask will be handed out to the first 10,000 fans in the building. Grab your tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or visit grizzlies.com. Or catch every Grizzlies game right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet. And once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
It's Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni National Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall. Patton Cook running things here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. We were looking at the Preds game tonight against the Sharks, 7:30.
Yeah, I misspoke. I said 7. It's 7:30. Yeah. And also
on ESPN Plus and Hulu.
So I guess Bally Sports is not showing the game tonight.
That's according to this.
Wow! So if you want to watch this game, folks, you gotta subscribe to ESPN Plus. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
It's a good deal.
You gotta watch it on your laptop,
right?
Or
you could do it through your TV, obviously, and Hulu. But I don't get either one.
Wow!
You know,
so 7:30, not 7. Mm-hmm. So it's directly up against the World Series, right? World Series starts at 7:30.
7:08. Yeah,
I have a feeling there might be some 1 month subscriptions for a few Nashville.
Well, I wonder how many.
Do they do free trials?
Yeah, I wonder how many of the. And Saturday's game is on the NHL Network. And so, if you don't pay for the sports package, you don't get the NHL Network, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't come with basic.
No, you got to buy that separate. You got to get all the MLB Network, NFL Network, NHL, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, you gotta...
ESPN Plus is a good deal. That's where all of the OVC games are. You can get everything on there. It really is. What is it, about $5.95 a month?
You can hear our own Patton Cook call some play-by-play on ESPN Plus.
Get OVC football, OVC women's soccer. I mean,
it's everything. All of the sports. And it's not just the OVC. It's all the conferences.
Yeah, it's everything.
It's everything. Yeah, all the conferences, if you subscribe to it. All right, 615-844-5600. Brian on the F&M Bank phone line. What up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Ain't nothing big going on tonight, is it?
How you feeling tonight, Brian? You feeling confident? Feeling good?
I'm feeling confident in the series, but not in this game tonight. I just game ones have not been the Braves' friends. I'm actually kind of thinking that it may be this one they lose and pick up the win tomorrow night. Charlie Morton's going tonight, but I feel more confident with the Braves not only their bullpen but their rotation more than I do for the Astros with McCullers being out. That was going to be a big blow for them. It's kind of
Braves pitching versus Astros lineup and hitting, right?
Yeah, and you have to feel a lot more confident after seeing what Tyler Matzek did last week. Luke Jackson was kind of a surprise, man, because for the most of the season, he was the one surefire thing. But this last NLCS series, he's had some difficulties, man. But, I think somebody else called in and was talking about tickets, man. I kind of got my heart broken this morning. Got on, was sitting 2,000 plus behind in the queue, so you can only imagine what was going on in front of me. So by the time I got my chance, they had two seats left, and they were high up, and they were way more than I think I would have felt comfortable paying.
I think they were in Dunwoody, right?
No, actually, they were along the Chattahoochee River, right outside.
Yeah, I was going to say, they were in Chattanooga.
We set you up a picnic table and a TV. Here we go.
Yeah.
Right.
Unreal.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guarantee you guys, when they get to Atlanta, that place is going to be a madhouse. I don't know if you've seen any of the pictures outside of the stadium for game six the other night, man, but I've never seen that many Braves fans in one place. It was really a spectacle, and that's something I've really enjoyed about sports now, man. The way they've set up these stadiums, they give people that can't get in, they even give them an opportunity to be a part of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You've seen
the Battery is the best. It is just you've got blocks on blocks and restaurants, bars, shops, you know, and people will go there and not have a ticket just to hang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you, man, I think I told y'all last time when I went down there, man, the only drawback about that is the parking is further away from the stadium. Unless you get on those red decks or the Delta deck, you're going to walk a little bit. But even within that, it's not too far.
I tell you what, as soon as you come in from the north, there's that park. It's the opposite side of the Battery. You can get that for $20 in the regular season, and it's worth it.
I was the fool that decided to wait until the day of to try to find a parking pass. And, of course, you know, they were all sold out, so – they were selling on StubHub for like $100. I was like, I said, man, if you had to be a plum fool.
Oh, I saw more than that for even the Brewers. They were like parking passes were going like $175.
Hmm. Yeah, man, I tell you, I went on StubHub just to see what the markup was going to be, and they was almost triple what they were asking for on Ticketmaster. But you know, it's a big event, man. You know, I really hope that the Braves get back to it again next year, because you know, World Series for some people only come once in a lifetime, and I was fortunate enough to be around when they won their last one. But it's going to be a good series, man. If you told the Braves fans that they would be at this point, I think we would all take it regardless of outcome.
You're playing with house money.
Yeah.
You're playing with house
money.
Especially
after Acuna went down mid-season, right?
Yeah, but last thing I got to say, all get geek. It's homecoming week. Greg Pohl knows exactly what I'm talking about. That's the only solace I take, man. It is going to be a fun week and a fun weekend for some. I may venture out on Saturday to see the atmosphere, but hey, man, it's TSU homecoming week. You can't ask for more.
No, it's a party all week. It's a party.
I'll be good, man.
Yep. Homecoming, see you, Brian. Thanks. TSU's homecoming, 5 o'clock at Nissan Stadium against Murray State. So, anyway, let's do this. Let's take that last break.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf, tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, and they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Hey Nashville, get ready to party Smashville style. On February 26th, the Nashville Predators will make history with the first ever outdoor NHL game in Tennessee as they host the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series. The Preds will take on the back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning in front of 70,000 rockin' fans. Visit NHL.com/stadium series tickets.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to turn out sunny with a high of 64. Partly cloudy tonight, low 42. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 68. Cloud showers and maybe a thunderstorm for Thursday, high 66. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out of the gate. Adios, Kazoos. Braves baseball tonight right here on Nashville Sports Radio, 708, 653, the pregame. We'll have that tonight and tomorrow night and Friday night. So, yeah, should be fun. I love the World Series, but, you know, and I'm pulling for the Braves. I mean,
I'm definitely pulling for the Braves.
You know, and for a lot of reasons. One, I mean, there's not a player on that team I don't like, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. they're, you know, and the fan base is just...
They're a very likable baseball team.
Yeah, Freddie Freeman, you know, Dansby mm-hmm. Swanson, on and on and on.
Right.
And they're the underdog, and they're going against Darth Vader.
Dirty, rotten, cheating, no good Houston Astros.
That sounded like Chevy Chase in when he found out that he would only got a, what, a something with his bonus in the Christmas thing.
Yeah.
Oh, dang, buddy. You know, where's the Tylenol?
That's right.
But so, yeah, so that tonight, if you're going to the Preds game, we have learned, because we didn't know
right.
until we looked. Maybe we ought to look before we do the show, but the game's
wouldn't
not
be a bad idea.
7:30. Well, you just assume it's at 7.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock, and it's on Bally Sports South.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
And so,
you know, with Lindsay and Crispy and Skillsy and, you know, Willie.
But Patton, you're right,
Mace.
Because ESPN Plus often picks up the local broadcaster. That's what they do in the collegiates. And a lot of times, I've seen on ESPN Plus where the radio will also be the ESPN. They'll simulcast.
Yeah.
Is what he's trying to say over here. They'll simulcast them. You know, the Preds simulcast 1 year, a couple years with Pete and Terry. They were on TV and radio at the same time.
I remember that.
Yeah, it's not a good, because it's a different feel radio and TV.
Right.
And so they did that. And then Eli Gold came in. You weren't here. You know, Eli Gold was the radio play-by-play for the Preds 1 year?
I did not know that.
Yeah, because when they split it, Pete and Terry went to TV.
Right.
And they needed radio, and it was Eli Gold 1 year. Wow. And here's why I know, because I was doing the pregame and on the plaza. The plaza there, yeah. Was doing the pregame. We had like 20 games 1 year on our station. And
wow.
Yeah,
I was not aware. I did not
and
know
so,
that.
So I did the pregame, the between periods, and the postgame with Eli Gold, and actually went upstairs to the Patron Club and did the postgame there with fans and everything. It was fun.
I like the Patron Club. Yeah. That's a fun place to hang out during a game.
I'm not surprised.
So what are you saying, Greg?
You're a mess, John. You're just a mess.
You're not wrong.
So are you you've talked yourself out of going to the game tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a flipping. I want to watch the World Series, so I think it's going to be a flipping night.
You got out of bed this morning thinking you was going to the game, didn't you?
I was seriously considering it, you know. Didn't have a set path to get to the game, but I was gonna.
Well, you just try, I was you
gonna,
come in I-40.
I was gonna try and text some people, call some people, and maybe look into it. But the more I think about it, I really do want to watch Game 1 of the World Series, so I'll be flipping.
Are we having an earthquake?
Yeah, what is that?
The building shaking.
Yeah,
I don't know. Istanbul restaurant.
Bruno Reagan must be here. By the way, he left his backpack here. Bruno, come get your backpack. And you left another mess in the area where we both share in the studio. What is with that kid, man? Am I going to have to, come see him and just kind of set him straight? I think I'm going to have to.
Let's see what he's got in his bag.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to tweet
it out. I don't know. There's something in there that's a crime. Yeah, I'll tell you that. There's something in there that's a crime.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening. What do we got? Plaz this afternoon, 2 to 4. Bruno comes, gets his backpack. And he's already doing show prep. And Zach. And
Braves World Series baseball tonight.
Yes, indeed. We got Braves baseball tonight. World Series right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Thanks for listening. Jim Rome next.